Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the fourth parak of Maseches Yevamos, Parak HaCholetz. So says the Mishnah, HaCholetz Li'Yevimto, if someone does Chalitza with his Yevama, V'nimseis Muberes, and then it turned out that she was pregnant from the dead brother, meaning that she did not really require Chalitza because she was carrying his baby, V'yolda, and then she gives birth. So the halacha is Bizman Shavlat Shel Kayama, if it's a viable pregnancy, so then the Chalitza was worthless because she didn't need a Chalitza, and therefore the Chalitza, it's as if it never happened. The Yavam can marry this woman's relatives. It's not, I mean, let's say her sister is not Achos Chalutzaso because they never really did a Chalitza. And she's allowed to marry his relatives because, again, there was no Chalitza. Also, she's not possible for marrying a Kohen. She's a regular Almana. She's not a Chalutza. A Chalutza is asked to marry a Kohen. But we view this as if there was no Chalitza. But if the baby is not a viable baby, and therefore the chalitza really was necessary, so then they did a chalitza. So then, who also b'krova seha? He's not allowed to marry her relatives. V'yasru b'krovav, she's not allowed to marry his relatives. Upsalam and akuna, and she is a chalutza, so she's not allowed to marry a kohen either going forward. Now the Mishnah talks about hakone says yivimto. What if someone did yibum within 3 months of his brother's death? V'nimtseis mu'uberes, and then it turns out that his brother's wife was really pregnant from the first husband, v'yolda, and she gave birth. So bizman shavlat shel kayama, if it's a valid, the baby is viable and is able to survive, so Yotzi, the Yavam, has to divorce the Yavama right away because they're an erva to each other. This is Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. You're not allowed to marry Eishas Achiv Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. V'chayavim B'Karban, and they have to bring Karban Chatas because they did a Yibum, which was an Aveira. They may not let Shal Kayama, but if the baby is not a viable baby, Yikayim, then they could stay married because this Yibum was a totally valid Yibum. What if, the more likely scenario happens that if it's within 3 months that he does Yibum, so how does she know who she's pregnant from? Whether the pregnancy is from the deceased brother, or in which case she didn't need this Yibum, or the pregnancy is from the Yavam himself. So Safik ben Tisha l'Rishon, Safik ben Shiva l'Achron, if you're not sure who the father of the baby is, Yotzi, so the Yavam has to divorce her because maybe the baby is from the deceased brother. But Vavlad Kasha, the Vlad is not a mamzer, because either way he was not born from an aveira, meaning if he belonged to the deceased brother, so it was a regular marriage that produced a regular child. If he was born from the living brother, then it was b'makom mitzvah, it was for the sake of yibum, and he's perfectly fine. V'chayavin bashem talui, and do they have to bring a karban? They don't know if they did an aveira or not, so they bring an ashem talui, which is the karban that you bring when you're not sure if there was an aveira that was violated or not. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Aleph, we learned that if a person does chalitza on the Yavama, and then it turns out that she was already pregnant from the deceased brother, so if it's a viable baby, meaning the baby survives, so the chalitza is as if it never happened. He's allowed to marry her relatives, she's allowed to marry his relatives, she's not pasul l'kuhuna. If the vlad is not shel kayama, then the chalitza did happen, and therefore he is not allowed to marry her relatives, she's not allowed to marry his relatives, she is a chalutza who's pasul l'kuhuna. Mishnah Beis, we said, if he does yibum and it turns out that she was pregnant from the first husband, if we know that it was from the first husband, so if the vlad is shel kayama, we make them get divorced and they have to bring karban chatos. They did a terrible aveira. But if the vlad is not shel kayama, they stay married because they did a mitzvah. If we're not sure if the vlad is from the first husband or from the second husband, we do not allow them to stay married. The vlad is absolutely kosher because miman of shech, the vlad is going to be kosher, and they're both chayiv to bring an ashram talui because they might have violated an avera through this relationship. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Parag Dalid, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalid.